Holy One, grant that we may encounter your wisdom here this day, because of my words or in spite of them. Amen. Many, many years ago, a young police officer made his way to the station house in the midst of a dark and snowy morning, long before dawn. At that time, he didn't think in terms of temperatures, having never owned a thermometer. He thought of cold in terms of the texture of the snow and the amount of frost on his regulation mustache. There was cool, there was cold, there was very cold, friggin' cold, and cold enough to freeze, well, anyway. And the snow that day was hard and dry, and the wind blew the snow sideways, and that meant it was the last one. And when he arrived at the station in his blue woolen coat and was given his assignment for the day, he was given a mantle to wear. It was a coat made of buffalo hide, and the woolly thick hair from the front of the buffalo covered his shoulders and his chest. And then the thick hide with its coarse hair covered him all the way down to his ankles. It weighed at least 40 pounds, probably more. Winnipeg police used the buffalo coats for outdoor duty until the 1970s. They were passed out to those who needed them, from one officer to the other. They lasted for years if they were cared for, 50 to 60 years. And they were heavy, not just with the weight of the skins, but the weight of authority and of responsibility and history. They were warm, but not very flexible. And wearing them could save your life and allow an officer to work outside in a blizzard, but just wearing them was tiring. A mantle passed from one officer to another. We tell a story today of Elijah and Elisha. The prophet Elijah, who after many years prophesying truth to power of many dangers, toils, and snares, wearing the heavy weight of God's commission, knows that his time is ending. And his companion, his student, his son by adoption, Elisha, accompanies him on his final journey. And each time they come to a good place, Elijah turns to Elisha and says, "Stay here." Actually, what he says is, "Abide here," meaning stay here and live. But Elisha says, "As the Lord lives and as you live, I will go with you." Now, just so you don't miss it, Elisha's making a play on words. Actually, Elisha says, "As Yahweh lives, and as you live, I will go with you." And Yahweh is a symbol for the words God says to Moses. When Moses asks, "What is your name?" God says, "I am who I am," which can be interpreted in many, many ways, but it also can be interpreted, and often is, as "I live. I am the living God." Elijah says, "Abide here," and Elisha says, "As the living God lives and as you live, I will go with you." And when it comes the time, Elisha asks, "Let a double helping of your spirit fall on me." And Elijah says, "That's really not up to me. But if you see me go, it may be as you ask." And then Elisha says, sees the great chariot sweep down in the whirlwind and carry Elijah away. And Elijah leaves his mantle, his cloak, behind. And Elisha picks it up, and his very first act in taking up the cloak is to wind it and strike the waters of the Jordan, and the waters part as they did for Moses and just as they did for Elijah, and allows him to pass through to return to his people and take up the role of prophecy. In the Christian tradition, there are a lot of hymns and sermons and statements that tell Christians to take up the mantle. "Let the Spirit fall on me, my Lord," is one of those famous hymns. But like Elijah, I would warn you to be careful what you ask for God might grant it. Elisha doesn't pick power, might, privilege when he picks up the mantle of the prophet. He picks up responsibility, and it's heavy. It will keep you warm. It will let you do what is needed, but walking through the water isn't easy. In reality, each of us has a mantle which we may pick up, the one meant for us. Roxanne and Martin have taken up a mantle of parenthood, and they came today to say that they take up a mantle of responsibility for the spiritual life of their child. Now, this is no small responsibility in the world today. And like the 50 prophets who accompanied Elijah and Elisha, we have taken up a mantle of responsibility, of care for the spiritual life of this family. Elisha took up a mantle of prophecy, of responsibility for the well-being of a people, the responsibility to speak truth to power. This is a dangerous responsibility. It comes with some power, but never for his own use, only for God's purpose. For Elisha, it was a power and responsibility that would not let him abide simply in one place, or live quietly, or to avoid the ramifications of his calling. Elisha, like Jesus the Christ, lived homeless. As Jesus says, "Even foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." We should not take lightly or with pride the call to ask for the mantle to fall on us. It may be yours, but it may be your responsibility and your mantle to abide here in the sight of God, to be prophet or emissary or conduit or seer in your small corner. To each of us at different times a mantle is given, to speak truth to power, to abide with those who suffer, to take responsibility for the safety and spiritual life of a child or of children, to work for the well-being of the community, to speak of a living God inspiring us to live, and to live as if the Spirit had fallen on us, to offer life and hope to the widow, the poor, the orphan, as Elijah and Elisha did. We tend to speak of past times as though they were simpler, easier. But the times of Elijah were times of warfare, of uncertainty, and often of hardship. Times of division between peoples, peoples of different religions, between the poor and the rich, the tyrants and the powerless. And yet in the sure and certain hope of the love of God. And in these days, we live on the edge of warfare and famine, of the darkness of division and the need for prophecy, and we raise our children in the hope of grace, in the love of community, and in a vision of a shining future. In a moment, as in right now, we're going to sing a song that says, "And though the